Okay, we're holding in Nedarim Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph by the very top. There's a little bit of a discussion as to what's the correct girsa in the Gemara. Now, the Ran seems to have a different one. We're going to use the way it's printed in our Gemaras. So now we're going to challenge the whole discussion about the Pruta of Yosef, that a person who, if he was a Shomer Sachar, so he's getting Hanaf, and the fact that if an Ani would come to him, he could say, I don't need to give you now because I'm busy watching this Aveda. So let's continue now. Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah, Makom Shenotlin Aleha Schar Tipel Hano Lehektish. So in a place where the one who finds this, you know, give them payment for returning the Aveda, so then that Hano they're going to get should go to Hektish. So now let's work it out. Bishleim Lamanda Omar Afilu Kishenichse Bal Aveda Asur Mal Hamachzir. We work this out. Bishleim is always the first part, and then Ella introduces the Kasha. So it's good, literally, Bishalom, I'm at peace, I'm fine with the one who held that a case was where it's the property of the owner, of the guy who lost the object. That's what's going to be also the one who's returning it. Sanami Mahadir. So then you could also give back the article that he lost. That object was fine to give back. Haini Katani, that's what it means in the Mishnah. Malkum Shinoglo Aleh Schar, in a place where you give this Schar for this, Tipul Hano Aleh Hekdesh. In a place where they get, payment for returning the Aveda, so that should go back to the Hektish. Because the Mishnah is talking in case where no one's allowed to get any hana from each other, so we understand, it makes sense why you have to now give that benefit over to the to Hektish, to Beis Hamikdash. Elaman de Omar, Kishenichse Habal Aveda, Asurin al Hamachzir. But the other one is that no, the case is where the one who's, it's the property of the owner of the Aveda, that's what's also kind of the guy who's bringing it, returning it back to him. In that case, Lo Mahadar, he can't bring it back to him. So my tibul hana lehetish. Why, in this case, does he have to, give it back to Hektish, right? The one who's being machzir the Aveda, he's allowed to benefit from the owner of the object. So you could keep the money for himself. Why does he have to get rid of it? So it says, no, achada kitani. The Mishnah is only talking about one of these, meaning the guy who lost the article. Like that, that's the one we're going on. His lost object, he's the one that we're talking about. Okay. Ika demasni law behind Lishna. So some learn a little bit differently. In the following case, Pligi ba Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, as we saw back on the previous element, right? Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. The case is like this, about whether it's mutter to return the Aveda. Chadam lo shanu ela bishib nichze habal Aveda asur na hamachzir. One of them holds that the Halacha only applies when the Hanoa from the one who owns it of the Aveda, that's when it's also the one who's returning it. Right, and the whole thing that we discussed out, we'll speak it out again. This Prut of Rabbi Yosef that the Ani is going to come punk when you're watching this Aveda, that's not Shchiach, since it's such a unlikely thing. It's so uncommon of happening. It's such a rare thing. So being part of that, that's not really considered to be Hanoa. Right, so it comes out that the Mishnah is talking on a case where the one who wants to return it can't get any hanoah from the owner of it. Ava nichse machzir asur ma bal haveda. But in the case where the hanoah of the one who is returning it is asur from the guy who owns the chayfitz that was lost, lo mahadale, he can't give it back because mishum de kamahanile, he's giving him by him giving back the lost object, that's considered to be a hanoah from him. Okay, v'chad amar, and the other one holds, afilu nichsi machzi asur ma bal aveda. Even in a case where the hanoa from the one who's returning it is also on the one who owns it, mutter, still allowed to give back, dechi mahadale, midi nafshik mahadale. He's just giving him back something that was his all along. That's, that's not a hanoa. He's just, you're giving back your own object. Hanoa is like when I gain something out of it. That's a hanoa, that's a benefit I got. But the fact you just gave me something that was mine all along, okay, fine. So now I was going to ask on the first sheet there. Tanan Mokum Shinotlin Aleha Schar. The Mishnah said a place where people get the schar, they get payment for returning it. Tipul Hano Aleha Hektish. You have to give it into the Hektish. You have to, bring it to the Hektish because you can't get any Hano from it. So Bishlim Amanda Omar, this works out according to the one who holds Afilu Bishit. Nichse Mechazir Asurum Abal Aveda. In the case where it's the property, the one who's returning this Chayfitz is also the one who actually owns it. So Mahad, he give it back because Hayin Mitaritz Malkum. That's what he's going to explain. It's a place when people get the Malkum here is going on that this is the place in this location people get compensated for returning an object. However, the kasha is like this: El lamanda amar b'shenichse machzir asurin. The case is when it's the property who the one who's returning it is osur on the one who owns the aveda. Right? How's he going to explain that idea by the place? Because the Mishnah said that you're allowed to return this Aveda, that would only apply in the case where you can't get Hanah from it. So how can the Mishnah say that no? That the schar that you get, it has to go to the base of English. It has to go to Hektish. There's no reason why he can't accept the money, since he's only just giving it back for his, like, you know, for his effort. It's not really a payment over here. So the Gemara says on this, yeah, kasha, that is actually a problem. Now, kasha doesn't mean tiyufta. It just means it's a difficulty, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we disprove it. This halacha is actually, it's brought down, summarized very clearly in Rambam, in the first halacha in Perek Zayin in Darim. Rambam writes, Shnaim shnesru hano kol echa mehem al chavero. So you have two people who took a neder, they're not going to get hana from each other. Right? Bein b'neder, bein b'shvua, hare elu mutor l'hachzir aveda, ze l'ze mipnei shehu mitzvah. So if either one, you know, could found the other guy's object, he's allowed to bring it back, because that's the mitzvah he's doing. Uvimalkum shedarkan l'noitel schar hamachzir es aveda, in a place where they give the schar for returning an object, yipol schar lehektish, then has to go to the Hekdesh, she'im yito schar, because he was going to take any reward payment for doing this, nimsa nehena, he gets, that's a hana, you got, and I took a net, I'm not going to get a hana from you, I don't have to do that, v'im lo yito, right, but if he doesn't take anything, right, he then nimsa mahana, if he's not taking, he's giving the other person's going to get hana. So, because ordinarily a person would pay for, you know, returning my objects. That's the minhag in our place. And since, in fact, I didn't have to pay for you, therefore I get it. So at the end of the day, it comes out the way Rambam explaining, you have to take the schar, the reward, but you don't use it. You just, so the other guy didn't gain from not giving you, he gained. I mean, he gave it to you, so he didn't get that benefit, but you don't get it from either because you took a neder, so you just give it over to the Hekdesh.